Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Technology Task Force call on the 8th of July 2013. On the call today, we have Devin Antaluksing, Gordon Silcott, Yao Viatuhun, and Bill Panis. We have an apology from Olivier Krippen-Leblom. From staff, we have myself, Naki Tobin. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Dev.
Thank you very much, Natalie. And this is Devin Antaluksing speaking. I hope everybody was listed. Was there anybody else that's on the call that wasn't listed in the roll call? Going once, going twice. Okay, great. Well, let's move on to agenda item number two, which was the review of the action items from the 24th of June. Well, the doodle was completed. So for this call, and we're having it now. Okay, community members to look at the contents of the ideas for improving the organization of the at-large content wiki. Received two comments from Gordon and from Juan Rojas. I've updated the PDF, and we'll look at that in the when we get to agenda item number three. So that is done. Chair to copy the members' comments on the wiki. I have to confess I probably have not done this. So I think we'll have to unfortunately leave this on as an action item. I know also that part of the ongoing action items is the evaluate and review tools used by at-large and inform ICANN of the situation regarding accessibility. And accessibility, I mean by differently able persons, to access the content from ICANN. This part is still ongoing, and it's also I think needs much more attention after the Durban meeting. So those were the key action items from the previous call. Okay, so let's move quickly ahead now to the agenda item number three, which was the ideas for improving the organization of at-large content. I have the two links there, which points to the at-large wiki, but I've already uploaded the PDF to the Lucid meeting tool, and let me just go and present it. What I've done was that I tried to take into account what Gordon Chilcott suggested, and what Gordon was saying is not just listing the tools by how at-large content is, you know, generated, organized, but what the actual content is. So what I've done, and I'll just step through this a little bit quickly. I've broken up the tools into two pages now. If observant persons would have noted that, like for example, under the wiki, I've also indicated another purpose, for example, to document a document repository to store PDFs of ALAC statements and meeting transcripts and so forth. And then if you go to page three, I've added other things, other tools that I kind of noted that I didn't really put on in the first PDF, which was an event time organizer and the telephone bridge. So, and you'll see how these tools are now referenced when I go further on into the slides. Okay. Gordon, you have something, an immediate comment on this, or you want me to go through this and then you ask the questions or comments?
Okay, let's go through the rest of it before I comment.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks. Okay, this is David Ann speaking again. Okay, so what I've done here was this slide is from the previous document. I try to break down what the at-large wiki, you know, and try to explain the concept of how it's structured and how we have structured it. You know, we Confluence uses a concept called spaces. The space directory has several spaces, and in each of those spaces have, I would say, child pages, so to speak. And I didn't put every single one in there, so it's not 100% complete, but this is the intent I wanted to do with this type of slide. Then I come to the at-large working group's content. And this is where I start breaking down, okay, so the at-large working group uses the following tools. It uses the wiki, calendar, the event time organizer, email list, teleconference tools, and the telephone bridge. And then I went through each of the tools, okay, so, and see how the working groups generate this content. Okay, and that this is now the bulk of the remaining of the slides here. So on page 6, I go into the wiki, and okay, so the wiki holds the information about a working group and its activities. Working groups are listed on as child pages under, well, the URL shown, and this is under the ALAC space. And then I went to what the information about a working group on the wiki includes a description of the working group. This is on the same page. Members, usually in a table showing the region, member name and position in the working group. And this is also on the same wiki page. Then there's a meetings and events link, which is a child page under this working group page. And this in turn has links to child pages for each meeting held. And this is named after the date of the meeting in the format of day, month, year. So then I broke down, okay, what each of those meeting pages holds. Each of those meeting pages holds the following information. The name of the meeting, which is the working group name, plus the date and time of the meeting. The date of the meeting, the time of the meeting, a meeting number. I think this is something that's internal to ICANN and at-large staff. Maybe at-large staff can explain exactly what this number is. But there's a link then to how to participate in this meeting, action items, and typically there's a link titled EN to a child page, action items, EN. And if the working group has multiple languages, then they would have separate child pages for each language. So if there was Spanish interpretation, you would have action items ES and a link titled ES. Similarly, for summary minutes, there's a link titled EN to a child page, and there are separate child pages for other languages if there's interpretation. And this goes on to the next slide, which is the meeting page has recording, which is a link to an MP3 file, and if there was meeting interpretation, there will be a link to a separate MP3 file for each interpreted language, Adobe Connect chat transcript, and some working group pages have it, some working group pages has it, my apologies. I was saying, yes, Adobe Connect chat transcript. There's a link to for transcripts. This is a PDF attachment, but I've noted that working group meetings before 2013 linked to a child page where the text was inserted. A link to the Adobe Connect meeting room, and each working group has its own meeting room with a unique URL, participants, list of names. It's broken down by language channels. So I try to really go into detail as to what the wiki page holds here. This is just the meeting page alone. Okay, and this is not just the working group's content. So this is the meeting page alone. So the meeting page also contains apologies, the persons that sent apologies that they couldn't attend the meeting. There's a staff text which lists staff members attending the call, and then followed by an agenda which is an ordered list. And the agenda items can have sub-agenda items and links to documents, presentations under consideration. So then I continue going into about the information about the working group, which includes a link to monthly reports, which is a child page under that working group page, documents, which is a child page under the working group's resources, and again, a child page under that working group page. And then there's a workspace, and that is the content created or maintained by the working group. Some are child pages under the working group page. Some are put under the at-large workspaces. There are differences. And then I go into how the calendar is used by at-large working groups. So when a meeting page is created, the at-large staff updates the calendar with a when, where, and description. And I noted that, you know, even this is not 100% consistent. What's in the where field varies a lot, and the description varies a lot. Then I went down, I broke down what happens for how the event time announcer, mailing list, teleconferences, and the telephone bridge is used. What is created and where it's created. For example, I put in under teleconferences, which is, of course, Adobe Connect or Lucid, and I said that the text chat and the action items are copied to the child pages of the meeting page after the meeting, and so forth. So this is now what I was hoping that I addressed Gordon's Chilcott's concerns. So I guess, Gordon, now that I've completed my presentation on this, your thoughts. So Gordon?
Yeah, thanks. It's Gordon Chilcott for the transcript, the record, and probably the shredder. Yeah, you did answer just of all my questions by the time you got to about page 7. So a couple of other observations.
Great.
This is pretty good stuff. When I wrote the things that I did, I was kind of awakened from a rather long ICANN slumber, and I jotted that down fairly quickly. There was a lot more that I had jotted down for myself, some of which has appeared in here, and I'm glad to see that we're in agreement. I think I want to work with this a little bit more, because one of the things that occurred to me is, now that we know what it is, where did it come from, is my next question. You know, we know the tools, but one of the things I wanted to answer for myself, at least, is who's driving. So that's one thing I think I will look at myself a little bit, and perhaps you might want to too, because it does tell us something about how these things should be organized and who should be able to get at them. The other observation occurred to me this morning. Recall that one of the questions was asked, I think, during the last ICANN meeting, was what the difference is between a wiki and a workspace. And we tried to address that, and I thought about this for a little while. I'm beginning to realize now that we need to watch our terminology a little bit, because you know, a workspace really, in the classic definition, a workspace is just a particular type of wiki, and it's a workspace because that's what it's used for. That's the only difference between the two. So, you know, we have meeting pages, and we have pages for this and pages for that, profile pages, and maybe we need to look at what the pages are used for and call them by an appropriate name. And that's about it for right now. Thanks, Dave.
Okay. Thanks, Gordon. This is Dave again. I was in agreement of what you were trying to say. I hadn't done it in time for the 24th of June call, but I tried to explain it at least for the working groups. And again, the idea is that we break down, you know, how reloads are organized. The reloads are organized in terms of content they generate, and then also for the ALAC itself. So I do know that this potentially becomes a large document, but I think it really is critical to really understand and document what the situation is right now before we even try to propose or even implement solutions that we think may solve problems quickly and actually may make the problem worse. You know, so this was the intent behind doing it this way. I see Lance is in the Lucid meeting room. So I assume he is on the call. Welcome, Lance. So, just any thoughts? Any other thoughts or questions or ideas or comments? Does this make sense to you, or it doesn't make sense to you? Because ultimately, we're going to have to present this to the wider at-large community. So, you know, if we can't explain it to them, I don't think, you know, well. If we can't explain, if the rest of at large doesn't understand this, then you know, then we have a problem. So, once, going twice. Okay, this is Dave again. One of the things I was considering, although it was perhaps some of this information could be visually displayed using flowcharts, showing how the steps that happens when this page is created, and so forth. I just don't know whether do we really need to go into that detail, or is it already understood by most of at large? Okay, so that's just one of those comments. I see Gordon, you have a go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Gordon, for the record. I'm not sure about the flowcharts, at least not yet, because that really would imply that we have a solid ground, a solid view of as I said before, who's driving. The other possibility, the other graphic that I was thinking of creating for myself, at least, is basically a layout of the pages, what page is a child of whom and how they connect and that sort of thing.
Maybe that illustration, yeah. Okay.
That's for me.
Okay. So maybe that's that illustration of how that pages are, which are the headings here. We're not going into that deep dive down of what happens when, you know, during a meeting and all that stuff. But, okay, here's how it's organized. And here's how it's stored on the wiki. And these are some of the links to attachments and so forth, right? So like a tree map, so to speak, right? Something like that. Okay. Any other thoughts or comments? All right. Again, this is your call. So if this is not making sense, then now's the time to say it. So going once, twice. Okay. Well, I think what the next steps here to do would be this. Although I'm doing this in a Google Doc, I will start putting this up on the at large wiki, and then this will allow everybody to be able to edit the page and make their own comments on the individual slides, so to speak. And while this is done for the working groups, I'll open it up also for the Relo working groups. Sorry, the Relo spaces, and also for the ALAC content. So the action item will be I'll start putting all of this stuff on the wiki, breaking it down into separate sections for everybody to comment on and add and adjust, and then I will also then. I still think we should focus a little bit and get the layout and the presentation and style for the working groups first before moving on to the Relos and to the ALAC, just so that we'll be consistent and we don't have to double back when we try to do all of them simultaneously. Okay? All right. Okay. Again, if there's no other further questions, okay. Just also to say that Juan Rojas has also joined the call. He's awaiting a dial out. So Natalie, just to note that, and see if we can make the magic happen in terms of the dial outs. Thanks. Okay. Well, I'm sure Juan had a comment. While he connects, and let me just move on to agenda item 4, which is the one pager on the Adobe Connect room. I did post the first version of the Adobe Connect tips. If you remember, the idea behind this was to present on the Adobe Connect screen the kind of key tips that Adobe Connect would need to know, or I would say more like tips to use it more effectively. Because you always, for a lot of Adobe Connect meeting rooms, there's a lot of what tends to happen is that the same instructions tend to be repeated over and over again. So this is the idea behind it, to try to show how to do three, and I've identified three key tasks. If you're connecting to the meeting via the phone bridge, you have to mute your computer audio. If you're not using the phone bridge, but you want to say something, how do I speak for others to hear? And then the third tip was about how do you ensure reliable use of Adobe Connect. Now, I had uploaded a video. I realized I did not put the link to the workspace. Let me just find the link. No, I cannot find the page. Oh, okay, here it is. Okay. Yeah, this is the wiki page that I put up on it. And in that, I also put the animation which was like 13 seconds, for that second point, how do you use the phone, if you're not using the phone bridge, but you want to say something, you know, how do I speak for others to hear me? And I just pointed out the difficulty of trying to put this all on one page. And that's why I only listed the various steps in point form. So I see Yavi has his hand raised. Yavi, please go ahead.
Thank you. Yavi speaking. I think it is a good document, and my comment is that sometimes when you want to use this option or something different, you have a pop-up window talking about also the webcam. I could not really remember, but yes. My point is that it's a good document, and maybe all this thing I'm talking about, if I remember, I'll send you all the information, and it's something you can add. I remember add for webcam or something like that. So that people are aware and they give the right answer or they click on the right button. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Yavi. This is Dave speaking. Thanks. So, indeed, I know the dialog box you're talking about. That's the Adobe Flash Player settings. What happens is that Adobe Flash asks that whether Adobe Connect can use your microphone and your camera. So that's the third point there, which is the select allow from the Adobe Flash Player settings dialog box. I'll put the link to the video in the chat there. And as like I said, it's about 13 seconds. It's about 2 megabytes here, so it's not that big download. I was trying to just, you know, capture the bare essence here. There's no sound in it, in case you're wondering. So possibly what could happen to do this is probably make this a separate link, and or which links to a video that they could play, you know, on YouTube or something like that. Because I really don't, again, I'm throwing it out there as a challenge to anybody. If there's anybody that can think of a way to document this visually, those five steps, I'll be glad to hear it. Any thoughts in one page? Well, that's the question from Gordon in the chat. Yes. Well, Gordon, this was the idea, because if you have to have multiple pages when, you know, that's being displayed to all at-large members when they join the pod, then, you know, I don't think it would be as effective. I was really trying to go for making it as concise as possible. But I'm thinking again, because this thing about how to connect to the Adobe Connect audio is a little too. There's no way to visually do that in that one page. We could still list the various steps, and then, and then put or see this YouTube link or something like that. Lance, please go ahead.
Hi, Dev. I'm thinking with this same one pager. I think I'll undertake to try it, where we could capture the screen,
mm-hmm.
and we could put some balloons on the screen itself, just saying, uh-huh. well, look, in this top left-hand corner, mute this, and then in the other corner, mute that. So I'll try that during this week and send it to everyone and see whether it's something that can work. So I think that they'll get a... It might help in them getting a better picture of saying, well, you know, these are the things that you must do when you sign in. So what you
yeah.
see is the screen, and it's a screen that they're accustomed to, but it just have these little reminders as balloons, you know,
right.
mute the audio, and also the other part about ensuring reliable use of Adobe Connect. So I will try that and see whether it's visible for everyone to see it. I think that might be a way to get it done.
Okay, excellent.
Thanks,
great,
Dave.
Lance. That would be great. Another thing I was thinking, this is Dave speaking, sorry. I was about to say that what also Adobe Connect is, because it is based on Adobe Flash, I believe, and this is something I have to check with Adobe Connect, that it can display video. So if you wanted to do like a flash video or flash animation, you could probably show that fairly easily in that that pod, which is mostly empty most of the times, unless there's something to be presented on. So I tell you what, give it a try. That same 13-second video that I've linked, that I uploaded to the wiki, I do have a full page. Yeah, it does support SWF. Thank you. Yeah, that's the file format. I couldn't remember the file name. Yes, the SWF files that Adobe Connect allows, because it's all coming from the same company. I do have a very larger version of that file, the uncompressed version, but it's quite large. I'll provide a link to Dropbox if you want that video to, you know, chop up and edit and properly do a voiceover. Or as I say, balloons, which can then be translated for different languages, actually. Okay, great. So, Lance, okay, thanks again, Lance. So that's the action item. Great. Anybody else has any comments or questions? Okay. Let me stop presenting this. And, okay, let's move on to the next agenda item. Let me ask, is Manuel Rojas on the call?
Yeah, I'm here, Dave.
Hi, Juan. Okay, well, great. Juan, thanks. I just want to jump back to the presentation sorry, regarding the ideas for improving the organization of at-large content. I know you had a comment regarding, regarding this document. I don't know if you had a chance to look at the document while you were connecting or what, but you mentioned a comment on the mailing list. Could you elaborate on it? Because I wasn't 100% sure what you meant by, a social, I think the word you used was a social way to gather all data produced by at large. So Juan, you want to just explain what you meant by that point?
I sent a mail to the list, mailing list.
Yeah.
That I think that maybe it's not the adjust the presentation that you have here. I was thinking more in organization for week pages, not for presentation. It's just an idea to discuss. But I think that I was helping or working on wiki pages and not in presentation. That maybe I was confused. Okay? Help me if I am wrong. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Juan. Okay, so if I understand you, what you're saying is that you're kind of more targeting a possible solution in terms of how content is organized. And if I understand more what you're saying now, is that what you're trying to suggest is that there has to be a part of the social media strategy to disseminate this information, doing it by topics and not just for the working groups. But I think it's a useful suggestion, but I think it's more coming towards the solutions rather than documenting what's the existing situation right now. So, okay, well, good. I just wanted to get your ideas on the record then, and thanks for that. Okay, well, we completed action item number 4. So now we just move over to action item number 5. And actually, Lance, since you are on the call, you can now speak to this. This was the draft website applications documentation template, and I provided the link to the template. The idea was to come up with a standard template framework for using the at-large wiki our technology task force workspace and environment. Lance, do you want to simply go through it?
I put it up there for the beginning. Let me get that link.
It's there on the documents link there. Which is this
draft, right? So what I had done is that I had put some focal areas in terms of where of how we should start the documentation. So really, is the first one is one about the intent of the documentation. Who should use it in terms of the target office, the target audience, typographical conventions. I'm either here or there with that. We in our office use it on occasion, depending on who we are targeting. I think in the case of our environment, the related documents pertaining to the application might be useful. A glossary of terms just taking into account the various skill sets that we have in the community, a list of figures, the general objectives and functions, how to log in, security protocols, overviews, commands, adding, editing, deleting, exporting information, what have you. Some of these based on the final design of the wiki and other web pages may change, but this is just a beginning conversation in terms of the kinds of areas that we could address. We can change around the order, this is something that we normally use as a beginning template for the kind of work that that we do here. So I thought I'd share it, and again, it's not set in stone. If anybody has any other ideas or inputs, I'd be happy to hear it. Thanks, Dave.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Lance. This is David Antilakson speaking. Thanks for this. So I guess my question is, so just to clarify, what you're proposing here is a template for all wiki pages, for all...
Right.
So not just for the technology task force workspaces or anything like that. This is kind of like you're trying to put the groundwork for, lay the groundwork for the template for, say, at-large wiki
for standard
group, for any at-large wiki page. In some or
exactly
wiki, or topic space or workspace or whatever.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, my comments are would be that well, one, I suspect a lot of this information will be the same for throughout. So, like once you have a setting for like say topographical conventions, once you have that one,
that will be common across.
Yeah. It will be, you can insert that practically anywhere in any space.
Right.
You're not recreating it every single time or creating separate child pages or anything like that. So that's one. So there's a lot of opportunities for one standardization and then just referencing,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to the glossary of terms. I think definitely that, that's also that's something that's probably needed, and that probably should be one of the recommendations when we come to the actual proposing solutions on how to organize our content. Just thinking about how working groups are structured, I'm thinking introduction of like getting started. When you say getting started, you mean like this is like the Adobe Connect room.
This precisely.
Meaning like this is how your mailing list archives are stored. And
exactly.
Okay. All right. I see Yavi. Sorry, Yavi, you have your hand raised. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, Lance and Dev. Just a question. If we talk about application, what are we calling application, just to better understand? If not, it's a good document. I want to better understand what we are naming application.
Okay. Thank you, Yavi. Lance?
In essence, whatever tools we are using, whether it is website with back-end applications, I only put that in there as an extension of the discussion that we had when I think I had suggested not focusing necessarily on the concept of a website as the only long-term tool that we're going to be using to provide information to all of our users.
Right.
So website and applications for the in the interest of this particular conversation can mix back and forth. But there's no set definition of applications. It's just putting it in there depending on the direction that we finally go.
Okay. This is Dave.
Okay. Like any tool, something like that. Application like a tool. Tools we are using.
Exactly.
Thank you. That's clear.
Okay. Thank you, Yavi and Lance. This is Dave speaking. Okay. I don't know whether but we should progress further on this or work more to develop the, to flesh out the improving the organization of at-large content. And then one of the proposed solutions is to, propose a template or framework using this and then start looking at ways of referencing this and building on this topic. So I'm thinking rather than trying to jump the gun, so to speak, in doing the framework now, we focus, I would suggest, I'm just suggesting, obviously people want to work ahead on this, fine, I'm suggesting that, you know, we finish off the ideas for improving the organization of at-large content, and then see how we can then use this framework to, well, solve the organizational issues that that at-large faces. I see Gordon saying he wants to try to use the template first, then maybe comment on it. Okay. Well, actually, Lance, but perhaps the thing to do would be to see whether could this fit in our technology task force workspace. Maybe that's a way to, if you want to advance work on this more. So in other words, that we, because it's our workspace rather than trying to do it for the global at-large content, maybe we can just look at trying to adapt it for our technology task force workspace. And
sure.
Just like say pick one page, and let's try to adapt it, to this framework.
Sure, no problem.
How about that? I don't want to try to match it to the whole global reloads and all that stuff at this point here. I think, but I think we could definitely, as I say, use it for the technology task force workspace, which is to try to document the tools used by at large. So, okay.
Okay.
Great. So I suggest then, okay, Lance, look, review the technology task force workspace. Pick one topic, and then let's apply this framework and see how it goes.
Okay. Okay.
Great.
No problem.
All right. And, of course, right. Anybody else can, of course, help Lance with this, obviously. So, excellent. Okay, I think we can now move on to the next item, which is the, and appropriately, to any other business and next steps. Excellent. Let's see. I did have a conference call with the persons from Lucid, it was like a sort of like a preview of the new Lucid Meetings 2.0, so to speak. The people at Lucid Meetings have been taking a lot of feedback from the from us and from other stakeholders within ICANN that have been demoing this tool. So they are planning to do a new feature rollout late July 25th, sometime just after the Durban meeting, and it's going to be a design overhaul. What will be added will be private chat, so that if there's needs for private information like phone numbers and so forth, you know, the staff members can communicate privately with those members and exchange off the main chat, so to speak. And the private chat will not be transferred as part of the permanent record. So there's also been moves to to make it more accessible. Although they're saying that is an ongoing project, they are working with persons with accessibility firms to really improve the accessibility of the Lucid Meetings page. It's also made more internationalized. When you log in, all the menu items and everything will change to the language that you specify. I believe they're having the user interface translated into the 6 UN languages. So once that rollout happens towards the end of this month, we can, of course, look to test that new version again and continue to provide feedback to Lucid. Any ideas, features, tips, suggestions for Lucid. Single sign-on with Adobe Connect is the question from Lance. Lance, I think I need a clarification here. What do you mean by single sign-on? Meaning that you use one credentials for both Adobe Connect and Lucid?
Well, Dev, we are using, when there's a meeting, we log into, you log into Lucid, we log into the, to the phone conferencing system, or you know, whatever. It just seems as if we're using about two or three different systems at any given time. It might be, this is not an immediate need, but there should be some sort of single sign-on scenario depending on the final tool set that we use in order to reduce that moving back and forth as you go into a particular environment.
Well, this is Dave. I imagine this is probably a huge problem for at-large staff, especially a headache for at-large staff to manage multiple credentials for multiple systems.
Right.
You know, you have the wiki. Well, I mean, it's not just Adobe Connect, really. Remember, if you think about it, there's the at-large wiki, there's the Adobe Connect system, and potentially this new Lucid meeting tool.
Right.
And that's at the top of my head right now. There may be others. Some sort of credential management system that is able to maintain the credentials across all of these systems might be, I think, well, perhaps this is not something we should probably make that strong recommendation, because in order to help at-large staff, I'm trying to do all this, what I call double work or triple work.
Exactly.
And maintaining the consistency over time also becomes much more difficult, you know, when you have to remove an entry and all those things.
Right.
Yep. Okay. So that's an idea. So that's a suggestion there. Ensure some sort of a single sign-on on Adobe Connect. Okay. I was trying to think of other things that they have mentioned in the call. Oh yes. Well. What are we thinking of? We also discussed things like, can you do browser? Is there sort of using browser plugins to help translate the text during chat sessions? You know, especially in Latin America, Caribbean, you know, people tend to use their native tongue, so you see lines in English and in Spanish. So perhaps it could be a tool that could be to recommend to install at the user end to translate these chat plugins to use chat. Snippets. They also updated the user interface. The panels to the right, if you're looking at, you know, where you see speaker queue, attendees, and so forth, you can minimize that to the bottom, to a bottom toolbar. So the panels are movable. So the idea is that if you want to get more space for just simply on the agenda, you can do so. You can just minimize it to the bottom and then open it back up. And also one of the other key features that they're also looking to introduce is the wiki export. That means that the content would be able to be exported to the Confluence directly. So instead of cutting and pasting, which is what we have to do now, when we use Lucid meeting tools, we have to export it as a text file or doc file or PDF, and then manually cut and paste to put it back into the wiki pages. So what they're looking at is to have it export into the actual wiki format, so that it will be much more straightforward. So those are the key things here. The person who's involved with WIT, I'm trying to remember the ICANN person, name's Chris Gift, who is responsible for online communities and therefore all of the tools used by all of the AACs and SOs. He would be in Durban, or at least would be presenting something in Durban regarding these tools. I believe it will be on the Sunday. As well as in the capacity building working group call. And I don't have that actual schedule for that capacity building working group call. But so there's been progress made and the inputs have been made, and your inputs have been very valuable for Lucid meetings. Any news regarding audio integration? I is the question from Yalvi. They're not really focusing on the integrating audio inside the Adobe, inside the Lucid Meetings tool. They're still focusing on, you know, well, what is the benefit? What is the touted benefit, which is, you know, anybody could use a browser, be it on a smartphone or tablet or a desktop, and don't need any plugins to do anything to be able to participate or use Lucid Meetings. So I think audio, I can raise that with them, and probably I'll raise that with them though. So I'll take that as a note. Anything else? Okay. All right. So I think would there be no other questions or comments? Okay, great. All right. Well, this has been a productive meeting. So what we're going to do is, under the ideas for improving the organization of at-large content, I want to start breaking this out into separate wiki pages so that everybody can then start working on it. I'll think of what I will do is I will only focus on at-large working groups just so that we can get, you know, how we want to present this. And then we'll then take that, once we've finalized on our presentation style, so to speak, and we've done the thinking behind working groups, then we'll tackle the relos, the content that relos produce and organize, that need to be organized, and, of course, the ELAC separately. Lance will make an attempt to summarize the steps used to connect somebody to the Adobe Connect audio as part of the one pager. So Lance and perhaps others, I would like to see other persons helping Lance to do this, look at taking one of the pages of the technology task force, which has a list of various tools, and then applying the template, I should say the, not the template, I should say the framework, the documentation framework that Lance drafted and that we discussed today. Okay, I think that is about it. I'm trying to think when the next call will be. As you know, the ICANN meeting is starting next week, Sunday. So most likely we probably may not have a next technology task force call after Durban, at least in this month. But I'm thinking perhaps immediately in the first week or second week of August. Okay.
All right.
Anybody else has any comments, questions, thoughts, comments? Going once, going twice. Actually, I should apologize. I have now remembered something. This is David Antelexing again. Actually, this is regarding the online education platform that ICANN is planning to introduce. There's going to be a few more details that will be announced at Durban. But briefly, the online education platform is an attempt to consolidate all of the educational material for ICANN to disseminate to all the various ACs and SOs. The idea would be that the content will be structured as a series of modules that users can jump in at any point, and so if somebody is already familiar with what is ICANN, but they don't know much about CCTLDs, for example, they can jump into a CCTLD thread of modules and so forth. What the ICANN has been doing, they've done a study of the modules that ICANN already has. They are planning to have a pilot ready by August. They are planning to implement Moodle for this online education platform, and then after the pilot, build it out after the ICANN Argentina meeting, which is in November 2013. So and they are looking to also to really get point persons dedicated to doing this, to get content, to, well, curate the content, you know, to format the content for the platform, you know, and make it, you know, accessible and so forth, for example. So if there's video, you know, have, make sure to have subtitles and or transcripts, that sort of stuff. So that is something that, something I just thought I'll let you all know. So I believe some persons are familiar with Moodle as a platform. So maybe this is something of interest when, if there's a, you know, call for persons or comments or call for volunteers. So, okay, I see Lance is saying if they need help with Moodle, let us know. Okay, sorry about that. Right, taking 4 more minutes out that I should have. But I think that's it. Going once. Going twice. Going thrice. Excellent. Okay, thank you all so very much for this call. Thank you, then, Natalie. This call is now adjourned. And look forward to your contributions on the wiki and the discussions on the mailing list. Bye for now. This call is now adjourned.
All right. Take care.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Bye.
Hi, everybody.
Take care.
Take care, Lance.